Everyone, welcome to the first episode of the BPM podcast. My name is Bill, and if you're not familiar with what that podcast is, it's my music podcast, where I talk about albums that I haven't listened to in a long time, or I just haven't listened to at all. And, I mean, we all have that special playlist that we have that we listen to the same few hundred songs that we have, but, you know, I wanted to switch it up a little bit, broaden my horizons, and this is where I'm going to do that. So for the first episode, we're going to be reviewing Rise Against's latest album, Nowhere Generation. Rise Against is one of my favorite bands. I've listened to them for years, and even have their logo tattooed on my right leg. And this album was their ninth studio album, was released June 4th of 2021, and it had pretty favorable reviews when it came out. The first single was self-titled, called Nowhere Generation, and there were two more singles that were released prior to the album coming out. There are 11 tracks on this album for a total of 41 minutes and 36 seconds. My first quick thoughts is that there's really not a skippable track on this album. There's a couple songs that are a little weaker than the rest, but this album's an easy listen to, and I think it has a nice central theme going on about it that you could breeze right through those almost 42 minutes and not feel like it was a drag. But without further ado, I'm going to go down track by track, give my thoughts of the song itself, what themes that I picked up on, and there's a couple songs that I wanted to give a little snippet of the lyrics that kind of drive the point home that I'm trying to make. So here's the breakdown. First song is called The Numbers. It starts out slow, but after about 30 seconds or so, it kicks in. 1 minute in, gets even faster, and towards a pace where we expect from Rise Against. This song talks about the power within a country. Obviously, Rise Against is going to be focusing on America, since that's what they're from. But it focuses on where the power comes from and how the power shifts. And specifically, while the people may not wield the power in America, they do have the numbers. And they have the numbers to make a big change. And that's where the real power lies, is the number of people, if there's enough of them focusing on one cause or whatever the case is, that they do have that power to make a change. And this song talks about that a lot, and it does a pretty good job about that. Sudden Urge starts heavy with the guitar, something that I really don't remember hearing from many Rise Against song, if at all. The lyrics give off like an angry and aggressive vibe, like he's trying to release some of that anger. And here's part of the chorus. I'm not going to sing it because nobody really wants to hear that, but I'm just going to read the words. Like I said, this is part of the chorus. And when we start to lose control, and when we start to lose our minds, that's when I close my eyes and feel a sudden urge to watch this whole town burn. Light up the whole damn sky, like the 4th of July, like the 4th of July. There's one part of those lyrics where it reminds me of the Fall Out Boy album, 4th of July. But yeah, he says, like, when you start to lose control, you lose your mind, you have that urge. And this song definitely focuses on letting out that anger. It's not a song that you technically want to live by, but if you are feeling some negative energy, you do want to let that out in a positive and a healthy way. You don't want to let it just take over your mind and take over your body. You want to definitely harness that, but it is important to let those negative emotions out once in a while. Third track, Nowhere Generation. On first listen, it is a solid track to have as the first single for this new album. But it's pretty much self-explanatory as far as what it talks about a generation of people falling behind, nothing really to call their own, no path to go. And the chorus is really easy to sing along to. It's kind of like an anthem of sorts. And it's a really fun song to play in Rock Band, the video game. But yeah, it's a good single. There's better songs on the album, but this is not a bad one to get the album hype going on. Next track is called Talking to Ourselves. I do like the beat around this song. It's not too fast, but it is fast enough to get like your blood flowing, get you pumping. Theme of the song is to go out and create a moment, do something to make you stand out. If no one's paying attention within your circle or the surroundings, break away from that crowd and go somewhere to make yourself feel noticed. And I dig that theme. I dig that one a lot. It's very important to not to make yourself feel noticed, but be aware if people are noticing you. I believe this is the fifth track. It's called Broken Dreams Incorporated. It's another fast-paced song that focuses on the eventual downfall of society and like a dystopian lifestyle. Based on everything that's been going on the last couple years, it's not that far to see. considering this song is really more talking about, like, it's not pointing at anything specific, but looking around, it's like, all right, I could see where they're coming from. But some two lyrics here, real quick. When the factories are automated, broken dreams incorporated, gather your things for there's nowhere to go. And that's pretty important because you've seen places where there's riots and stuff like that. You want to make sure that you're safe. And when the American dream, quote unquote, is broken, you need to go somewhere where you can live your life. This next track, it's called Forfeit, and I think it's my favorite song on the album. Just the opening 30 seconds alone puts you in a state of mind where, like, you could see yourself in that spot. Just the singing that Tim gives in those 30 seconds. There's no instruments or anything behind him. It's just a raw emotion. So those lyrics, the song starts like this. I'll meet you in the shadows that come at night. I'll listen to your cries through the door. If you won't let me in, I'll just wait outside. Until you're ready, I will just be ignored. I'll find you when you hide in the darkest cave and be there when you emerge. I will shield your eyes from the blinding light. Is there a prayer to lift this curse? Now, this song is obviously talking about taking care of yourself, your mental health, being like ready and willing to open up. As someone who personally is naturally reserved and doesn't let out their emotions a lot, and I've had friends who've gone through or still going through major mental health issues, this song definitely hits home for me. You just want to be sure, like, as a friend, that you're there for them. Like, you're not forcing them to open up. You're not pressuring them or anything like that. You just want to make sure that when they are ready, that you're there and you are willing to listen. Don't judge them. You want to be in it. You want to be their assistance when they are ready to break away or break free from whatever dark thoughts they're talking about. And the rest of the song goes along with those themes. But that 30 seconds, that opening verse just sets the tone and is very, very powerful. Monarch is up next. I think this song is the highest tempo song that's on the album, at least up until this point. And it's a good spot because you have the slow melody and the slow pace of Forfeit. And then this one pretty much does a 180 and flips it right around. The song is about breaking away from the old you and how people think that they know you. And it's time for you to take charge. And I like this title because there is like a double meaning. Like, you have the monarch, the ruling class, like the one ruler. But also, the first thing that came to my mind was the monarch butterfly and how it does go through changes to get to its final form. And part of the lyrics, I am not the person you remember from before, the one you patronized and stepped on, the one you hurt. And that's the thing. Like, you want to change your image. You got to make something of your own, which is a theme that they talked about in a different song that you want to make sure that you're changing for the better and those people who knew you in the past are not going to recognize you. And that's pretty important. Sounds Like is up next. It's a bit of a come down song from the last one, but it still sends a pretty good message and I like the sound of it. It's about not waiting for the next thing, but embracing what's happening like now and being in the moment. Like, there's no need like to stop, make excuses, stop talking and actually to go to do something. And when you're seeing people online that are just like, I don't know, they're just doing stuff, you gotta want to put yourself in those shoes and make something for yourself as well. And not just sit around waiting for something to come towards you. You gotta go out and earn it. Sooner or Later is the next song. It's somewhat of a somber song. And the opening lyrics just start off talking like how easily humanity has destroyed nature and environment and without looking for a way to rebuild it. And a big statement on that is the state of the planet. Like, it's also a metaphor that we can't really act poorly to other people without there being repercussions. So our repercussions for our actions towards others, like, someone will call you out on your shit. And just the actions of how we go about creating and producing and developing. And there's only a finite number of resources, but you got to make sure that you're going to be responsible when you're taking those actions. While the theme is important, it's not one of my favorite songs on the album. It's good. Like I said, there are some weaker songs, but this one is one of those ones where if you don't listen to it, I understand. Second to last song is called Middle of a Dream. And the first thing like that I think of is like a lot of my mental health when I'm going through this song. The anxiety about trying to do something bigger and more important, chasing something that might not even come. So I think it's okay. There's got to be a balance of having those feelings and not being anxious, but being like aware that like you want to chase something, you want to be better, but also being aware that it may not come, and like what, where you're in now and what state you're in now is also okay. And you just got to manage those two. It's easier said than done, obviously, but the message is out there. It's like, there's got to be a balance in your life, or else you're going to drive yourself crazy. Here are some lyrics. I think it's part of the second verse. Of the two worlds that I'm caught between, which one is reality? Which one is just pretend? Because you're a door I cannot close, a static voice that comes and goes, a fatal crash, and I can't look away. And that's the thing. Like, you got to see when you're coming to like that fork in the road, which one's going to be the reality and which one's going to be that dream that you're chasing. And that's a big wake-up moment for a lot of people. And the final song of the album is called Rules of Play. And I think this is actually a good song to end on for this album. The main theme is, like, while it's important to talk to other people, get other perspectives, there's also a very important part of life where you can be with people that understand you and have the same beliefs as you. And having that connection, whether it's an emotional one, spiritual one, or a very, very like basic level of just like liking the same sports teams, for example, just having that connection gives you a bond that you have with someone that you're really not going to have with anyone else. And it's just nice that, obviously, the song is called Rules of Play, and it talks about how you like, you don't know the rules of life, but having someone there by your side to go along that journey, it's very important, because like, I'm kind of, like, I don't want to say a loner, but I do like to do things by myself, which is good and bad, but having someone there that you could reach out and walk alongside you in case you stumble or in case you fall, that's very important to surviving life. Overall, it's a really solid album. This is the first album I've listened to, like their last two. Like, I didn't really listen to Wolves, and I kind of listened to the one before that. But it's a very different sound than what we're used to with like Revolutions Per Minute or Siren Song of the Counterculture. It's a very different Rise Against, but I think they still talk about the same themes and the same worldviews that they have in all their albums. It's like pulling back the black curtain on a society, how things are run, and making a legacy for yourself, like taking care of yourself as well. And having a band that does that is very important in today's day and age. So even if you are, or if you aren't a fan of Rise Against, I do recommend this album. There are hints of old with those fast-paced songs, like the higher tempo, but it's still a more modern version, and they're not like going back to their old ways. So next week, I will be talking about a much older album. It's called Welcome Interstate Managers by Fountains of Wayne. Yes, it's that album where they talk about a certain someone's mom. So that'll be next week's episode. And if you have any recommendations, you can email me, you can tweet at me, Mr_Piv1127. You can comment on this podcast with any album recommendations. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.